This is Friday, the ninth day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is John 5:19-24. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will even show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." This passage displays the beautiful relationship Jesus has with his Father. Jesus only does what the Father does. His life is marked by obedience and faithfulness. Jesus even says, "I can do nothing by myself." Is this how you live? What are the areas of your life where you try to go alone? Where do you live without dependence on God? Is it your job? Your relationship with a friend, spouse, or child? Confess this to God and turn your eyes on Him again. Listen again to God's word. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." What is required for eternal life and joy? Jesus shares, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and has crossed over from death to life." Everything hinges on hearing and believing. Now that you have heard God's word, spend some time sharing with Jesus your belief in him. Using a child's vocabulary, tell Jesus of your faith and belief in him and what he has done.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.